This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extraordinary day, extraordinary hour here on the EJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner to sing and dance our way into your heart. We are ruthless every day, preparing ourselves to discuss the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. You know, it's really sort of just outside. We haven't had, it's the beginning of November, we haven't had a significant frost yet. Really and truly, a little bit here, a little bit there. A sting, I think, in terms of the farm, things are not really still growing, but they're not dead. You know, after you get a frost, the grass kind of gets wilty and things don't look, even the leaves on the trees, pretty amazing. So is that global warming? Yes or no?
Well, it's climate change.
Could be a later fall, which happens sometimes.
We never had, what do you mean climate change? How do you know that? I'm not trying to pick a fight. I just wanted to...
I don't know. I just... You don't believe in climate change to the degree that I
no,
do,
I don't.
So... But I mean, you've never had
change.
A real discussion
no,
of what...
No, that's
you know.
Actually really not true. I believe that the things are changing, but the people who are trying to make a religion out of it, and if you don't believe in my religion, you're no good... I don't buy that. I think that we are all responsible for the situation that we find ourselves in, but is it the only reason things are changing? No. I don't think that that's true, nor is it fair to make everybody feel guilty, like this whole
who
business.
Who feels guilty, though? You're the only one who ever mentions that. Like,
what,
I'm friends with...
guilty?
I have two friends who are... is a climate scientist, and,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. He's never made anybody feel guilty. And I don't know. They're the only person I've known who says that, so it feels like there's something more to it.
Has someone tried
to make you feel guilty?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. That's weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
I think in certain things, like just because we talked a little bit about straws off the air or whatever, I think it, just for that example, I think there are a lot of people who get shamed now, especially by young kids. Oh, you're using a straw? Oh, right. You know, and it kind of becomes like a shaming, I guess, of people who haven't adapted. I would imagine that I think probably both of you, if someone handed you guys a plastic straw, you'd probably give them instructions about what they could do with it. I think that's a little bit of shaming, right?
Yeah, there is
I was handed a straw at Starbucks over the weekend, and I just said, oh, here, I don't need the straw, thanks. That's all I said.
Yeah
that's
good.
Not shaming anybody.
Yeah.
No, Doug would.
But I don't
either
like
take your garbage plastic straw and shove it.
Where the sun doesn't shine. I
want to get, if someone who likes using straws, I think Starbucks has done, because you brought this one up, Victoria, I think they've done an excellent job in working a way around the straw, that new, like, little
the lid.
Cup.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it makes you feel like you're two years old, but it really does use...
I don't want mouth wrinkles. I don't like your straw.
It
so.
Kind of fixes the whole issue, which I think is really nice. So
I mean, the larger issue...
really good.
Yeah, but the larger issue is
they're
still using
lid.
Plastic. It's
right.
Not going to get recycled.
But
so,
if you want to kill a straw, I mean, that's a good way to do it, is to cut, because those paper straws are garbage. Ugh.
So,
oh, yeah, paper is not the way to go. Can we just do like
it makes
metal?
Me want to just kind of go,
fall
ooh,
apart.
Ooh.
The so would you have to bring your own, time. Jay, bring your own metal straw with you?
Yeah, BYOS, man.
A lot of people do that now. I have reusable straws.
Yeah, they fold up really small. You
bring
can put it in
and they're much better
straw.
Than the garbage paper. The paper is bleh.
Yeah.
To me, I have an issue with like licking a popsicle stick. It's the same kind of feeling like that.
Bleh. Oh no, it's
yeah.
Way
I don't
worse.
Like the
it's
paper
way worse.
Awful.
Paper straws are not the answer.
You know that's
the
another really
the
big problem.
The ones are my favorite, but they're just very hard to get.
They're
yeah,
yummy.
They don't. They, well, they're
good for you.
No, they're this isn't. They're these aren't edible. Yeah, I understand that, but what I'm talking about is not edible. So
once again, eating straws. I'm telling you.
I know. Oh, God, that's exhausting.
I'm sorry that I've ruined your day, Victoria. I'm exhausting. I want people to think about stuff. I don't want them to just take whatever it is, whatever garbage gets flushed at them in the regular conventional news media. Greenhouse gas emissions are a real thing. Yeah, they have been for a long time. I remember, actually, when we were all worked up about the Japanese, before the Chinese got into our faces 40 years or so ago, it was the Japanese. And they did the same thing, not for as long as the Chinese, and they weren't commies, so it didn't have the same impact. We had, mopped the floor with them in World War II, and then, as usual, we felt guilty about it, so we rebuilt the country. And the first thing they did was come after us and our business by creating all this Japanese junk. And it has, long since subsided, other than the Japanese junky cars. And actually, the Japanese junky cars aren't really junky. They're really pretty good. But we had that. I remember when I was a kid, a youngster, teenager, when we were inundated with products made in Japan. And people would turn up their noses at that. And they'd make fun of the Japanese for the reasons that ignorant people make fun of people who don't look like us. So then it was, well, what are we going to do about this? I remember the big hoo-ha huffing and puffing more during, it was during the Johnson years, I think, when the huffing and puffing started. We got to retaliate against them. Just don't buy the stuff. That's it. You stop buying it, they stop making it. Stop selling it. If you would stop buying all that cheap crap that those creeps make in China, then we wouldn't be facing the same problem we are right now. They wouldn't have tried to pull off the business with the COVID. By the way, meanwhile, Moderna says the FDA needs more time to assess the risks of the vaccines in teenagers. So let's say you had a teenaged child. How comfortable or not would you be by having them take a shot? Because there still seems to be a good number of questions about this. There are questions about children ages 12 to 17, more children 5 to 12, right? So do any parents who have had, Jennifer, your boyfriend's children are teenagers, right?
No, they're little.
12. Are they smaller than that?
9, yeah.
They had their shots?
Lily,
they're not eligible yet, are they?
No, she is.
Yeah.
She's already.
Oh, she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a bunch of teenage cousins. They're all vaccinated. They're all fine.
So, if they have the vaccine, have a shot, do they have the same reaction as adults do to, let's say, the second shot? Or is because they're not as much stuff goop being put in your body, does it not have the same impact on your body?
Well, I mean, you want response, right? I mean, every doctor has said you want your body to have a response. That means your immune system is working really well. So, yeah, I mean, everyone. I think the older you are, I think maybe more severe the reaction is. So, I mean, my cousins all got it, and I never heard about them having anything.
No, she talked more about her arm hurting more than anything else. It was more like that. I don't think she got that sick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The rule is. And now, are parents going to resist because they're worried about their children's, about the after effects on their children's body or these children?
Well, one of the things that I brought up, I think last week that I think really should be considered is that part of what is happening to kids is that they are getting cardiac inflammation. And so that's one of the side effects of this vaccine. So if we're really serious about this, shouldn't it be based on their body size? Because a lot of these kids are getting a dose that is too much for their body, which is causing them to get cardiac inflammation.
But I think it should be by weight, right?
Yeah.
That's,
I mean,
instead of age group, yeah.
This is just another one of those things where it's like if we're the pushing and the not addressing things, like Jay just said, we have not tested this nearly enough time to know about fertility issues. Number one, that's one of the things that for pregnant women seem to be okay, but is it the same for younger people? Are we dealing with people's size, or are we just doing a one size fits all prescription for kids who are getting sick?
I think that's dangerous.
It seems to me if we're really into following the science, there's a whole lot of science that just isn't being followed. And I think that's what makes people skeptical who do doubt these things right away because they are new. So it's like just if we started answering the questions, I think it would be or even considering maybe, hey, instead of kids just getting all the same dose, we should figure out, are these little kids? Are these big kids? Because we've all seen it. Kids now are of various sizes, and some of them are of adult weight, and some of them are not. And yeah. So some people maybe are not protected as much, and some people are not. And so it's, you know, it's really...
One size does not fit all.
No, I don't think so at all.
I think we can come to that conclusion. And on the vaccine front, the Supremers on Friday turned down a request from a group of Maine healthcare workers to block the coronavirus vaccination mandate. So they turned down the request. That means the mandate sticks.
Well,
right?
And specifically, this was one that in Maine, there is no exception for religious reasons. And that is significant that the Supreme Court still allowed that to go through. And say, essentially, I think it was Amy Coney Barrett who had written some comment about it, saying that, and we know she sides with the conservatives when any religious thing comes up. I mean, that's been her track record so far. But in this case, I think she said something, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said something along the lines of, you know, she wasn't sure without a full trial and, you know, and going through a whole procedure, she wasn't sure that a religious exemption would be applicable for a coronavirus vaccine, essentially kind of liking it to, and she didn't do this, but I'm just simplifying it. It's like saying, well, I don't want to get a flu shot because I'm a Catholic or because I'm Jewish. It's sort of apples and oranges. So
the same
it's
sort
a tough
of thing
argument to make.
Happened, Indiana University students, their request was rejected to block the vaccine mandate, as was the case in New York, right, for the school teachers there, and in L.A., I think.
No, they got...
In New York,
so
it's on pause right now.
They got an injunction. Yeah, so it's really interesting because a lot of this has to do with how the cases are written, as always.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the verbiage.
Exactly. With sensitive issues, whether it's, you know, you're on the side of it or you're not or whatever, a lot of times it really does depend not on the subject matter but how it's all written. And so you've seen some wins and some losses for this movement. I think ultimately the Supreme Court is probably going to rule on this at some point, but it'll be interesting to see what case, because you've got injunctions in New York that are now in place for people who want religious exemptions. You have the issue of contract workers, like with the pilots and Southwest, who have now kind of won in their case, or at least they won the first step, saying that they don't have to change their contract. Their labor contracts don't stipulate a COVID vaccine, so they don't have to take it. So it's really interesting how this is going to play out. I think it's going to be the civil rights issue of our time.
18 after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Twenty-three after the hour now here on the DJV program. Doug, Jan, Victoria, and Jay, who's here with some of the trending stories that probably would be more attached to gossip sometimes. I see the Queen is okay, and now she was. Well, she's been last couple of weeks, right? Only doing a few things because she's running out of steam. Or she's 95.
Well, yeah, she's 95. I mean. Come on, can Prince Charles just be like, you know what, Mom, I'm cool, I don't want to be king, you can go ahead and retire, William can.
Good, because nobody wants you to be king either.
Yeah. I kind of feel like this is why she's holding on for so long and so active. Mm-hmm. Well, her doctors are saying, you know what, you need to rest for 2 more weeks, undertake only light activities, kind of do like the desk work portion of your job. She said she's going to miss the Festival of Remembrance on November 13th, but is hopeful to be at the Remembrance event on Sunday, November 14th. She had to cancel a trip to Northern Ireland October 20th, and then she's going to be missing the Climate Summit in Scotland, but some members of the royal family will be there, like Charles, Camilla, Prince William, Catherine, you know. All that stuff.
The good
she's 95. I mean, she's already been told that she has to ditch her beloved nightly drink, her nightly alcoholic drink that she has just been having for so long.
That's probably why she's in depression.
Yeah.
Bring that
right?
Back from
why
her.
Take that
martini away from her.
So clearly that was working. And she also stopped going for long walks with her dogs at the park, which she always used to do, so... It's kind of a bummer, but she's had a
She used to get out in the Defender and take the dogs with her and drive on her own out to the fur reach. They had 800 acres there, so they'd go out she and the dogs would go out and she'd get them out of the Defender, and they'd wander around for an hour.
That's how I like to take my walks, with my driver.
No, she was driving. She drove herself.
Oh, yeah, she likes to drive herself. Yeah. Do you remember when she got locked out of the palace? Like, she didn't have any of the security with her. Maybe she had one security with her, but people were off duty because it was COVID. And so it was very short staff, understaffed. There was a cross of signals. Somebody got messed up, and they basically locked the queen out of her house.
There you go.
At least we know they locked the door. That's good.
Yeah, the gate was
who's
locked.
Who's going to try to get into Buckingham Palace? Hello.
You'd be
with
surprised.
All those guards around?
Oh, yeah. People trying to get into the White House. Remember that?
Right.
Weirdo
yeah, that's true.
Walked right
in
the front door, ran across the lawn.
Nice job there, fellas in the Secret Service. Okay, Madonna, if I saw this once, I saw this about 13 times over the weekend. She was almost naked in this Marilyn Monroe death scene.
Well, basically naked, yeah, for the V Magazine cover, where she basically recreates the Marilyn Monroe deathbed, the whole bedroom kind of situation, and people were not happy. A lot of people were calling it morbid, unnecessary,
eerie. So distasteful. I mean, yeah, I know that's right. Like Madonna's stock and trade, but like, come on.
So Victoria is waiting for me to ask this. What is V Magazine?
It's just a fashion magazine. That's all.
Talk about it on Beauty Pop?
No. But, I mean, we'll probably talk about these pictures, though, because this is, she is, I mean, if Madonna does anything more to her face, she's just going to be,
she's borderline
unrecognizable.
She's going to melt. I didn't know that was her at first.
Yeah, I mean, and she's had the butt implants and then the constant face work, and these pictures are so heavily retouched, it just, I don't know, I'm so sick of Madonna trying to still look like she's 25. Like, girl, hang it up. Just hang it up.
Why can't she embrace it? Because she could probably be really beautiful and classy looking if she just embraced.
Oh, sure.
I mean, she just looks pathetic now, honestly.
Like, Botox is one thing, but when you get all these fillers, I get Botox. I'm not trying to look younger. I just want to look like I'm hydrated and like I sleep at night. That's
I get Botox
just
to look younger,
that.
But I admit that. But she's had so many facelifts, and now her whole head is a complete triangle. Her head is not even a human shape anymore. I don't know.
Not natural.
Don't get it.
Well, and some people are coming back for it and defending her, being like, oh, you guys are just jealous because she's 63 years old and looks like way more snatched than you.
Well, if you had that much money and that many people around you, yeah, we all could look like that too. But do we want to? No.
I don't
want to
look like that. Mm-mm.
Me either. 28 past the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Addressing his fellow world leaders at the 26th Conference of Parties Climate Summit, President Biden apologized for the United States' decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Biden also suggested that Americans had been slow to acknowledge the perceived threat from the climate change theory. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin's press statement Monday says he won't support the partisan reconciliation bill Democrats are negotiating until there's a greater clarity about the impact it will have on the country's national debt and the economy.
There are some House Democrats who say they can't support this infrastructure package until they get my commitment on the reconciliation legislation. It is time to vote on the BIF bill, up or down, and then go home and explain to your constituents the decision you made.
President Biden will hold a press conference from Scotland this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
President Biden was at the G20 summit over the weekend working with world leaders to implement a 15% minimum global corporate tax. The president continues being abroad with the Conference of Parties Climate Summit in Scotland. Congressman Brian Stile, the Republican from Wisconsin on Newsmax Monday, said, "We have serious issues at home that are not being addressed."
Well, consider me shocked that Democrats want to raise taxes and Joe Biden is going to the global community to try to raise all of our taxes. He's refusing to address the issues that are impacting Americans. He's not addressing the inflation challenges that we're having in the United States. He's not getting workers back to work, and he's doing absolutely nothing to secure the southern border. We have major challenges, and we have Joe Biden in Europe doing everything he can except address the challenges that are facing Americans every day.
The two massive spending bills, one bipartisan and one without any Republican support, continues to flounder on Capitol Hill.
My goal is to stop the spending plan altogether, but the Democrats are in disarray. They're in disarray because as the American people learn what is in these plans, the less they like them. This plan does nothing to stop runaway inflation. This plan does nothing to get workers back to work. And one of the worst things, of all the spending, it has $0 to secure our border. The Democrats are in disarray because the American people are learning what's in this bill, and they're going to be opposed when they learn all the tricks that Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are putting in this piece of legislation.
The World Series moves back to Houston tonight. Atlanta leads the best-of-seven series 3-2. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
In all your lives. It's 34, almost 35 at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, talking about the dirt. This is Dirt Talk, Jennifer. The dirt.
Well, loam.
Loam, it is. Soil.
You taught me that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different names for the same thing. It's a part of the discussion regarding what we do on the planet, excuse me, on the planet to save.
Where did
let you go.
I know. Like, don't even bother trying to push through this, because, like, I'm so distracted by the heavy breathing. I know, right? Jesus. Did you run multiple flights of stairs?
I actually took Daisy outside, and she chased a squirrel, and I had to go make sure that she'd stay out there, you know, for, and I almost have gotten to the point where I trust her. She'd go all around, you know, it's 19 acres here, so she'd go wander around and she'd come back and sit on the porch. But it's not the old house that I had before I moved over to this one from the other one. It was 1,400 feet off the road, so if Charlotte wandered around somewhere, I wasn't worried about her not coming back, but here I'm closer to the road. And so sometimes I have to go do a little recovery, and she doesn't want to come. She has a mind of her own, that girl. Anyway, I was thinking about how crisp the weather was. It's nice, clear air, and it's kind of chilly, and that's not a bad way to wake up. But I'm trying to put this together with all the discussion that we're having. We've sort of succumbed to a world event. That was the G20 getting together over the weekend to see if there isn't some way we can slow down what's happening to the planet. And most of the people who are leaders fall into this, let's get rid of all petroleum, let's get rid of all of the fossil-based fuels so that we don't have to, you know, worry about our future. And then I started thinking about all the things that come from petroleum. For example, the cotton sheet that you sleep in that comes from MyPillow or wherever, that's a product that's petroleum-based. Actually, the wool blanket that you have on your bed, the carpet. I don't believe in carpets, the wall-to-wall carpets, because they're full of butadiene and hydrogen cyanide.
So toxic.
They're really bad for you.
I mean, you can buy wall-to-wall carpet that doesn't have all that stuff, but it is a lot more expensive.
It is. Nylon is made from petroleum. So what are we, you know, you can go down the list here. You brush your teeth every day with a toothbrush, right? Well, according to the climate change people, you should be brushing your teeth with a willow on one end of a stick, because those bristles don't affect the planet, but the plastic stuff that's in the toothbrush does.
Well, for sure.
So how deep down do you go?
Well, I think that we definitely do need to come up with some alternatives to, you know, the types of it's not single-use plastic. If you're using, you know, I have an electric toothbrush, and we change the heads every 2 to 3 months. And,
just
ends up, it's all plastic, and it's terrible. And no one seems to have a solution for a toothbrush that's a better option for the planet.
But we used to use, when I wasn't being facetious, back before there were toothbrushes,
willow?
Used a willow branch.
You brushed your teeth with a branch?
No, I don't brush my teeth with that. I brush my teeth with electric toothbrushes like you. I'm not that old, thanks.
Did your laundry in the river?
Did you beat everything with a rock? I mean, no, it did kind of sound like you used to, when you were a kid, brush your teeth with a branch.
I was maybe the human race, the human American, whatever. It used to be that you brush your teeth. Your teeth.
That is exactly the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
With a willow branch.
Entire towns only had two teeth.
Yeah, right. And then you think about the water and where there was running water and where there isn't or hasn't been running water. I don't know. Some of the engineers here at MIT, there's an article in the Boston Globe today about how we need to make it imperative that people do all electric cars, and that the people that make earth-moving equipment, excavators and trucks and stuff, need to make them all electric. And one of the things that they're talking about is trying to make equipment that doesn't have gear reduction or gear lubrication needs, because that's petroleum. An engine that is electric doesn't need supposedly petroleum. It kind of really does, because you're going to need to lubricate the moving parts. So how deep do you want to go is the question down here into what really, if you're going to be environmentally friendly or environmentally, if you're going to be consistent, then you don't just do the things that are convenient or visible. It's the stuff that isn't visible. Like all the petroleum products, they're a part of our lives, pretty much in everything, when you get right down to it. What are you going to use for the surface of the roads? Asphalt is all oil-based, so how do we do the roads?
Yeah, and it's terrible. So why can't we come up with a much better solution?
What?
Couldn't we all agree on that? Asphalt is terrible. It's all potholes, and then they just patch it up, and it just gets worn down again.
No, wait a minute. There's two different things here. The asphalt is not the... It isn't the fault of the asphalt, pardon the pun, that there are potholes. It's the way it is applied and how the roads are prepared and how thick the stuff is and the quality of the ingredients that goes into it. I've said this 100 million times, but I've said it once. The roads in Europe are much better than the roads here because
Absolutely.
They do a better job of the combo of fixing the road, not fixing it, but preparing the road for the application of
the asphalt. They want to redo the roads here every 25 years.
Right. So no, less than that now. I mean, it's all union stuff. Let's keep the unions busy, so let's make sure. And so how do you deal with that reality? How do you cook your eggs in the morning? How do you, you have to have petrol. You got to have some kind of, most people are using a...
Fry an egg on the asphalt.
Day.
Wait,
yeah.
So you're saying you need petroleum in order to make eggs?
Yeah. You got to have petroleum. Gas.
For what?
Electricity. It's all petroleum-based power. Every bit of it. So what do you do then?
Depends on where you are, but yeah.
No, it doesn't. Unless wood is even carbon. You cook over wood. That's carbon.
Yeah, but that's not petroleum. That's different.
But it still is fossil fuel that affects the... According to all these people, it affects the, there are people that want to ban home fireplaces and cookouts outside.
Yeah,
fire pits are terrible. Yeah, but I mean, like, gas fire pits, whether it's
Do you want to go?
They're terrible for the environment, so they should come up with something else.
Okay, who's they and where are they going to...
The innovations are happening all the time. I have a new iPhone, right, and I needed to get a new pop socket for the back of my phone. So I went on to Pop Sockets, where I usually buy them, and they have a whole new plant-based section now that's, like, unbelievable, and it's made of cornstarch and castor beans. And you would never know. It looks and feels just like plastic. I mean, there are so many innovations that are already out there.
Yeah.
And, I just think that we don't focus enough on it. We don't invest enough in it.
Maybe not. How long does it take, though, to do all of this? And is there enough time left on the planet to do that? That's the question. I think that's a legitimate question. So there you go. Think about that. I want to talk about... I have a perfect example of someone who's contributed so well to society. I want to tell you the story of this fellow in a moment or two and get your reaction to it. I was looking at a story, the data story in one of the magazines this weekend. It was last weekend on the plane, going through the richest families in the country in every state and, the story behind them. And there's a great story about a CEO that I think is worth noting. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. The discussion of turkeys continues here. One of our recent podcasts that you can get at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, there's a quote from WKRP in Cincinnati. Remember? As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. And so one of those conversations led to a discussion about what's going on in Washington State, where there is a suit involving poultry farmers for causing significant upcharges and also for pollution and things like that. So we have those conversations. Kind of bleeds over from the American Family Farmer, which I do every week on a lot of these same stations. There's a podcast for that. And sometimes there's a conversation and a combination of conversations that bleed over from the DJV program to the American Family Farmer, which you can find all of these things in podcast form. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com for that podcast, what's going on with farm and food and family, and the DJV show as well, DJVShow.com. And actually, wherever you get your podcasts, help yourself.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Looking at some of the richest people in the country, I always go back to California because some of the richest people, Jennifer, like you, live in California.
Yep, I'm lucky.
The most expensive real estate and the fellow who's got the most money in California is Mark Zuckerberg, who's worth about $74 billion. But if you go down the list a little bit, you find the story of a fellow named Hamdi Yüksekkaya, I believe is how you pronounce his name. He's a Kurdish businessman. Emigrated to the United States in 1994. He's the founder and CEO of Chobani Greek Yogurt and is worth a couple of $1 billion.
Chobani's a big deal.
That is a big deal. So what does he do with his money? I don't say everybody who has money ought to do this, but here's a fellow who has given millions of dollars to school systems to be used for children who do not have any lunch money. And there are plenty of those in, there are plenty of those in every big city. But he's been giving
small
money.
Small towns, too. Rural America is not doing well, you know, with food instability. So, yeah.
Last year, he gave 10% of the profits from Chobani to his employees and another 10% for this lunch thing that he's doing, funding lunches all around the country. He's an immigrant and he's a Muslim. So,
good for him.
Yeah, I thought that was a good story. And I like these kinds of stories where you present something that, you know, really is a significant.
And look at what good publicity that is, too. Instead of being pushed into something that's phony, you do this. It's kind of like the Spanx lady. The Spanx lady got so much press over the last couple of weeks because she gave everybody a first-class ticket to wherever they wanted to go that worked for her. That's a great thing. That gets you great PR.
She didn't go out and she didn't. The people who, after they do something good, they go and pound their chest or there's a press release. This guy gave $900 million to whatever. No,
whatever. At least it's not like, at least it's not phony baloney stuff. At least it's real and it's going back to either communities or to families.
Mm-hmm. Another Muslim in Hawaii, in Omidyar, is worth $10 billion. I'm looking at this list. This is an interesting list. Maybe we should spend more time on it. Right now, though, it's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tommy the K is here. Tom Kreitler, co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. It's an industry. They've got podcasts galore. They've got newsletters galore. They've got information galore. And the only thing they don't have is the lady from Goldfinger. Remember her? Okay. So now,
all right.
Here we go with Tim, a listener to our program, says he bought an old house, this old house, and he's anticipating having to replace the boiler and the water heater in the next year or so. So why doesn't he do it together, a combo? Yes?
That is his question. He wants to know if it's worth the extra money to combine the water heater and the boiler into one system.
We're going to tell him yes, right?
And I am going to tell him yes, but here's the best news. I don't think it's extra money at all, Doug. I think it'll actually cost him less.
Really?
To put in what's called a combi unit that yeah. would to replace both the boiler and the water heater. In fact, I did this exact project just about a year ago here in my house, and I could not be happier with the result. Not only did I pick up lots of space where the old boiler used to be.
Sure.
It's super efficient. You know, our gas company sends us with our monthly bill every month. They send us this sort of analysis, and they say, you know, here's the average house, and here's your house. Mm-hmm. And now my house is always the little tiny picture compared to the average
really?
House because
yeah.
I'm using so much less gas.
Mm-hmm.
I think our gas bill last month was about $30.
Really? Mine will be
yep.
10 times that time I'm done. I have one of those expensive booted something or other furnaces. It begins with a B. Buddha's bitter something.
Is it old or is it a newer one?
No, it's pretty new. And I converted it because when I moved in here, it was oil heat. I can't stand the smell of oil. and the cellar. Yeah. So I converted. I had gas out in the street, so I had them bring gas in. They put a new firebox in the burner. And,
it's a Burnham.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you converted an old oil boiler to a gas-fired boiler, which
yes.
is possible but not very efficient.
Well, thank you. Where were you when
But the other thing, so you have a newer burner, but your boiler is older.
Yes.
So the other reason to go with the combi right now is because there's rebates, and it varies by state, so you can't say for sure where you live you're going to have this. But we had about $1,500 in rebates on this project, which was great.
You know, on the when I go into the airline, the room where they have you go before you're getting on a plane, they have magazines. It's always the magazines they have are like Architectural Digest and things like that. What are you doing around your house? And I grabbed one of them. I was reading it on the plane. That this particular issue was focused on moldings. Now, who would have known? I mean, who pays attention even to the moldings around? But there's this whole thing about traditional decor and how you can make moldings blend into your shelving and make them all this ornate stuff. It's a whole industry, kind of. I didn't realize there was that much. Who pays attention to this?
People with a lot of money, because moldings are expensive.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Okay. All right, now, the
You know the kinds of moldings that I really appreciate in a really old house is when they actually made them out of plaster. They had molds, and actually created them on the walls. Mm-hmm. Like, they've made their own crown molding out of plaster.
Yeah. This article was talking about the colors this year that are making it in living rooms, dark gray, navy blue, in kitchens, dark green, in cabinets and stuff like that, bathrooms, black walls. Ooh, I can't imagine anything. I can't even begin to think about how dour it must be to have.
How old was the magazine that you were reading, Doug? Because I've got to tell you, it sounds very off.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the colors today are all bright and cheery.
The article's called 2021 Trends.
Just came out with his newest color of the month and of the year. I mean, I think it was like mist gray or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like a very light bluish gray.
Mm. All right, so anyway, the folks at Money Pit put together their podcasts, and here's the newsletter. I like this. Look at all these topics here. How to get rid of 1,000 leggers without getting grossed out. So these are centipedes? No, it would be if there's 1,000 feet. But,
well, yeah, exactly. I mean, they're technically centipedes, but they call them 100 leggers, 1,000 leggers.
Yeah.
You know, but they love to infest and get into our clothes and our stuff, you know, into our attic space. They're like silverfish. You know, they get in there and they stay in there and they do their thing and they really gross people out. They're really kind of scary. You know,
so how do you get rid of them? Spray?
Well, there's a bunch of ways to get rid of them, but you need to understand the enemy first. And then we could talk about drying out the damp spaces and sealing off the cracks and the gaps, and then the best insecticides for a centipede. Usually it's a spray foam type insecticide.
Yeah. The article is in the MoneyPit.com newsletter. Get that. Tom Kreidler here at 59 After on the...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.